So here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the new musical entitled Wonderland that made its debut at Edinburgh Playhouse in January 2017 and which is on a UK tour. It stopped off at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking on the 3rd of April and it runs until the 8th of April. Now, when I heard this multi-Grammy, Tony and Drama Desk award-winning show had enjoyed sold-out shows in the US and that it was coming to the UK, I, like Alice, wanted to dive straight into that rabbit hole and find out more. I was getting curiouser and curiouser. And as the dramatic overture began, under the superb direction of Alex Parker, we knew we were in for a treat. Now, the sets are West End standard, particularly those in Wonderland, but reality versus fantasy is set early. We don't find ourselves on the riverbank like in the original Lewis Carroll classic, but rather by a high-rise in an inner city. And Alice is no child, but she's an adult. She's lost her inner child, she's lost her innocence. She's a disillusioned mother who doesn't know what to do or how to change. That is until the White Rabbit appears. And even he appears in an altogether more modern way. Now, this show combines elements of Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass, but not exactly as you know it. Now, the idea of changing yourself, love and finding yourself ranks very high in this modern musical. You'll recognise the March Hare, the Mad Hatter, the Cheshire Cat, they all appear, but if you're looking for a faithful adaptation and maybe some more familiar-looking, Disney-looking costumes, you'll be disappointed. If you want to see an original take, however, on the Cheshire Cat, the Caterpillar, the Mad Hatter, and altogether more trimmer, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, then this is the musical for you. There's no skin costumes in sight. These costumes are a take on the characters. And the sets and the costumes are very bright, they're quite brash, and they're modern too. Think, you know, Lion King Disney animation versus the Lion King on stage. You know, there's obviously it's not a pure representation, but as I say, it is an original take. Now, this is an Alice who wants to find her hero, like in her dream. She yearns to be saved, but she ultimately learns that she has to save the day. Now, the story's message makes its point several times throughout that in order to change, you can't keep looking back. It's all about moving forward. Now, with the leads of Kerry Ellis, Dave Willetts and Wendy Peters, how could you go wrong? Dave Willetts gave the gravitas and commitment to his character of the White Rabbit, and I was delighted to say that he was everything I hoped he would be. Still, you would expect this from a man who's played the leading roles in two of the most successful musicals of all time as Phantom and in Les Miserables. Now, Dave Willetts is a class act and shows that, for me, old school wins out. Not only does he know how to deliver a song vocally, but also, most crucially, not all modern musical theatre fans might agree, but he who might want to just watch belting or watch and be impressed by someone's vocal power, Dave really connects emotionally with the part and he portrays it wonderfully, and that, for me, is key. Now, he does as many of the cast do not, and this is he acts the song as well as singing it, which for me makes him stand head and shoulders above the rest in terms of being the whole package. He certainly brings that quality out in Kerry Ellis and Stephen Webb as Jack and Alice in songs like Down the Rabbit Hole and I Am My Own Invention. Now, it also says the show hopes to bring us an original score, and it certainly does that in Frank Wildhorn's interesting new music, and the power of the voices really do it justice, particularly from the incredible vocalist Kerry Ellis. However, the lyrics by Jack Murphy are given less attention by the cast and the director, and most of the time, aside from the Caterpillar songs and all the songs from The White Rabbit and The Queen of Hearts, we lose a lot of words. And so really children and adults couldn't really know what was going on. You lost a bit of the thread of the story, and certainly you lost the emotional content. Now, Wonderland really reminds you of elements of many different styles of musicals out there. It promises to deliver a musical with great heart and one you can empathise with, which sadly I have to disagree with. You didn't really have much empathy for the characters. They were a little bit too wrapped up in themselves. And the only characters who really give the heart to the role was the Queen of Hearts and the White Rabbit. Now, the Mad Hatter is played as a ditzy female, sort of the style of Miranda Richardson as Queenie in the TV series Blackadder. She's a bit unhinged, but it's really well acted and very powerful vocally. However, sadly, once again, the diction let down the lyrics, very inaudible, which is a real shame, and it does take the edge off the performance. This Is Who I Am was sung by Alice and the Mad Hatter, and another example of a sing-off, if you like, had a very competitive edge to it. It's almost like this musical was trying to be like Wicked sometimes in its duets, and also the Mad Hatter's transformation reminded me of Killer Queen in We Will Rock You. Now, in the programme, the producers hope the show will appeal to ages 8 to 80. Well, who knows? Maybe it will. But this is a modern musical, less magical musical. And those looking for a Disney kind of version or something packed with more wonderment, I feel you may be in for more of a reality check, as this is a contemporary musical which takes us into the real world. Even Wonderland is a place which is frantic, brash, a bit modern, sassy and quirky. Now this means it might be less appealing for those big kids and indeed the little kids who want to be lost in magic. As I say, when I turned and saw a small child asleep at the end, it didn't surprise me. It's quite complex and it's a bit of a manic musical, which will leave kids reeling, not revelling in the wonder. Now, the Lewis Carroll books have never been out of print since they were first published, but will this show stand the test of time? Who knows? It's an original idea full of power and vitality, but for me it lacks any subtlety and real heart. And whilst it's entertaining, it lacks the enchantment to make it a real classic like the Lewis Carroll original. The show runs from the New Victoria Theatre until the 8th of April, so do book ahead and go to www.atgtickets.com/venues/new-Victoria Theatre. And to find out more about the UK tour, which is going up and down the country, do be sure to go to www.wonderlandthemusical.com. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the new musical Wonderland.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.